Hi, I'm Assemblyman Dick Gottfried. I represent part of Manhattan, and pertinent to this, I have for many years chaired the Assembly Health Committee. And among the many things in our jurisdiction is the regulation of nursing homes, and also very importantly, the regulation of the Medicaid program, which provides which pays for I guess it's about 80% of people in nursing home beds. I first became aware of COVID, I suppose, like everybody else, reading the papers back in December and January. In no time, of course, it was appearing in New York. It very quickly became clear this was going to be a major catastrophe for the state, and particularly for our nursing homes. And, you know, it's important for everyone to remember, and it often gets lost in a lot of these discussions, that virtually every problem with COVID in our nursing homes was a problem that had been long existing in our nursing homes. COVID just made all those problems worse, and for some people made them more evident. But there was practically nothing new, unfortunately, in what we were dealing with COVID and nursing homes.
And do you personally have any connections to long-term care that kind of cultivated your passion in this line of work?
Well, you know, my mother in her final years was receiving eventually around the clock home care. And my mother-in-law similarly was receiving a fair amount of home care in her last couple of years. I'm trying to think if any member of my, you know, immediate family has been in a nursing home, and I don't think so, which I guess is unusual. But my concern, I mean, the vast majority of things that I deal with as chair of the health committee are things that I do not deal with in my personal life. I think that's true of all of an awful lot of legislative issues. Probably the one issue that I think affects the life of every one of us, including relating to long-term care, is the inadequacy of health coverage in this country. One of the most important features of the New York Health Act, which is my bill to set up a single payer system in New York, is that it would cover long-term care, home care and nursing home care. But unless you're extremely wealthy in this country, nobody has adequate health coverage, including me and all my colleagues in the legislature, who probably don't want to admit it.
Did the COVID pandemic affect you, or how did it affect you, personally and professionally?
Well, I guess personally, the most dramatic effect, and it affected, you know, an awful lot of New Yorkers this way, is that once I got back from Albany, after we did the budget at the end of March, beginning of April, for about a year, I scarcely left my apartment. You know, I'm one of the lucky people that, you know, my paycheck kept coming, even though I didn't leave my apartment, because the good people of New York keep sending me these checks. It affected my work enormously because every issue we deal with was massively or is massively affected by COVID, and to a certain extent, it pushed every issue out of the way except for its COVID aspects, and that's certainly true for long-term care, especially nursing homes.
And just to kind of wrap it up here, what challenges do you see going forward in accomplishing some of the policy goals that you have relating to long-term care?
Well, you know, one fundamental problem is that Governor Cuomo, going back to when he first took office, got the legislature, through the power that governors have in the budget process, to enact a cap on Medicaid spending. And as a result, virtually every aspect of care that is funded by Medicaid has been significantly underfunded. And that's especially true for nursing homes and home care. And, you know, it is unfortunately always a struggle getting funding for healthcare in this country. I could go on at some length about my theories as for that, but I won't. But that's been especially a problem for long-term care with the governor's Medicaid cap. You know, this year in the budget, kind of miraculously, we did not do any damage to healthcare funding. And, you know, I was able to say that in like the last 30 years, practically, this is the first healthcare budget where I can say we didn't do any damage. And, you know, when, well, we didn't do any damage is the best you can say, that's really pretty depressing.